I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
It is 1:27 on the Fan. Tiki and Siri show got you till 2. That is Colton Roberts coming up after us. We'll get back to your phone calls in a little bit. But right now, we get some prop advice on the line. Of course, is the host of BetMGM Tonight and our Odyssey Sports betting insider, Trista Crick. Insider calls brought to you by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines on the BetMGM app, and also be sure to check out the BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Trista Crick's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your pods. What's happening, Trista? You ready for the big weekend?
I am so ready. I'm kind of sad that it's coming to an end, though, aren't you guys?
Like, yeah, no, you're right.
We worked so hard during the football season, and then you're like, God, what am I going to do now?
I got to tell you, Trista, you know, sad, I understand that to an extent, but the way my, like, internal sports body clock works, like, just when football ends, it ends at the right time because then it's March Madness and then it's baseball. I'm fine with the way things are flowing right now.
69 days.
Let's go.
Mets home opener. 69.
Why didn't you say Yankees?
That'll be because nice.
He told me
nice.
They're Mets fans on the other side.
Well, no, you wanted to be nasty. That's what it was.
Exactly. I wanted to get on DT. Trista, the lines in this championship game are, I mean, they're tough, right? 2.5, 1. It's like it's really hard to look at them and say, I feel really confident about either. These games should be really good. So what should we be looking at from a wagering standpoint come this weekend?
Yeah, you know, it's the best four teams in the NFL, right? And last year we didn't get that.
Yeah.
We got, you know, some teams that probably got hot at the right time. And I think as much as we like the Rams and as much as they, you know, they did what they did, they won it all. That team was sort of fraudulent in some ways, right? They had a lot of holes.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're seeing from, I think the Eagles-Niners game is going to be better than a lot of people expect. And I, you know, Monday, Tuesday was like, man, I think the Eagles are going to roll. I think this thing could get ugly. And then you dig into the actual stats and the matchups and you're like, oh boy, this is going to be a battle. This is going to be a strength on strength type of thing, right? Like you've got two elite defenses against one another. And you've got really elite offenses too, right? So we know that San Francisco's defense on the ground is elite, but their defense through the air is really interesting too. They give up a bunch of yards, but they tackle so well out in space that they don't allow a lot of yards after the catch. They're fourth best at that, right? Pass defense in terms of DVOA, they're number two in the NFL since week 9. Just a really good overall defense that Philly's going to have to contend with. And listen, like, what they do really well, they play a ton of zone. That's the one thing that Jalen has not been great about, great at. So, and then you talk about the 49ers, they're only really allowing 3.2 yards per carry against inside zone, which is exactly what, you know, the Eagles make their, you know, that's the foundation of their offense. So if the Eagles can't run the ball and you've got the Niners allowing Jalen to dink and dunk, and then they stop them, and I don't see a lot of points being scored, right? Like, I like the under. I think everything that you see in this matchup, and you could spend a lot of time talking about it and digging into it because I think it's fascinating. Stuff that probably is a little too nerdy for listeners, but 46.5 under I really like. And I think in terms of player props, that's really fascinating to me too. You're going to have Bradbury, who left the Giants for a bag of chips, which is pretty disrespectful, right? Like, and you're going to have Darius Slay matching up against Debo and Ayuk, which means I think I'm pretty sus on their props. The one player that I think is just a matchup nightmare, period, but against this defense as well, is going to be Kittle. He's in the slot with a ton of the time, right? 30% of the season. And the Eagles defense typically comes out 5-2-4. So you're going to see Kittle, I think, feast against the linebackers. I like him pretty much against any linebacker besides Fred Warner, who's on his own team.
Yep.
So I like his props. I like him to get a touchdown, 45 and a half receiving yards, over 3.5 receptions. And then the one exploitable thing on Philly's defense is their run defense. We know that. They're 17th in the NFL since week 9. I think Christian McCaffrey is going to be able to get busy, especially inside. 57.5 is his rushing yard number. I'm comfortable with that. So that's what I like in that game.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about mostly all of those. The one that, you know, is interesting to me is Jalen Hurts, not necessarily as a thrower, because you're right, he does struggle into zone defenses. It's just not as clean, and he's not throwing into tight windows and things of that nature where A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith have an advantage. But what about his rushing prop? Because when you drop in zone, unless you're spying or you're zone dogging, that is dropping alignment into the running area, he could run. He could use his legs a lot. What about him in the prop as a runner?
I'm so glad you asked me this, because this is another thing that I was digging into, because there's this reputation that the Niners really don't do well against mobile quarterbacks, and that's really not true. If you look at the 16 design runs this year against the Niners, quarterbacks are only averaging 2.5 yards per carry and a negative EPA per rush.
Wow.
Right? So in those six situations, 6 first downs, 6 tackles for a loss, and a negative 0.25 EPA per rush, which is 4th best in the NFL. So I would probably, because Jalen is so talented that, you know, the stats and the history sort of defies logic, I would just stay away completely.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I've got a question for you. Now, as I look at these, I do not think that the hiring of Nathaniel Hackett is reflected in the odds. But are you the type, do you mess around like when Brady's free and now Rodgers apparently could be free? Do you mess around in these futures markets determining where a player might wind up? You ever have any fun with that or no?
Oh, absolutely. We've been talking about that a ton on BetMGM tonight. The line moved immediately for Aaron Rodgers to go to the Jets ever since that move got made. So, and that's what happened when he went to Denver last year, too. I think the plus 300 is probably not as good as it was 2-3 days ago before the hiring.
You're right.
Yeah, that stuff is fun. Shop around, see what it is. I think the fact that Brady is shopping for homes in Miami right now and looking at Miami schools is interesting. So shop around and find those types of odds. Don't put a ton of money on it.
No.
I think that's fun.
It is fun, and you're right. They did drop a little bit. They were plus 400 a couple of days ago. They're now 300. Green Bay, by the way, is still plus 225. They've got the shortest odds. Miami and Las Vegas in that 550, 575 vicinity. But you know, it's crazy. Like I remember people were doing this with LeBron James. Oh, he's looking at private schools down in Philly. And you're thinking, is this guy going to actually mess around and go to the Sixers? It winds up almost chasing your tail, but a small play is fun. So if you had to put a little something on his future, where are you riding it? Where is he going to go?
I think that I like the odds of the Jets just because I feel like that's a thing I want to see as someone who hosts on The Fan, as someone who sees the Jets as this up-and-coming team. You know, obviously a really good defense, a ton of weapons. You know, you think Aaron Rodgers, Denzel Mims is probably would be like Aaron Rodgers' second best receiver on the Green Bay Packers, right, outside of Christian Watson. And Christian Watson came out of nowhere. All of the weapons that the Jets have, I like that number. But ultimately, it feels like Green Bay, unless they're getting something for Aaron Rodgers, they just have this control thing. And they have control over him if they want it. So plus 225, if you're getting, you know, better than 2-1 odds, I kind of feel like it's the same old thing with Aaron Rodgers every year where he says he's going to go somewhere else.
I don't know. It feels a little different this year, Trista. I don't know.
He goes to Hawaii. He does a ghee cleanse. He brings some hippie girl on Instagram with him. And then he says, after further reflection, I'm going to come back to Green Bay.
And find the new girl as well.
Yeah, don't call the Bucks owner's daughter that.
he's got a girl out there in Milwaukee. All right, well, Trista, enjoy the games. Have a great time. Good stuff today, as always. Thank you.
Also, take Kelce props this weekend. I don't need to tell you why.
Yeah, that is self-explanatory. That is a good play. We'll talk to you next weekend, Trista. There you go. Have a little fun with the Super Bowl with Trista as well. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and our Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Trista Crick. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
Yeah, anytime TD, 9 receptions, 95 yards, over 9 receptions, over 95 yards, plus 400 for Travis Kelce. Definitely go that route.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.